Did you know that global e-commerce sales are projected to reach $6.3 trillion by 2024? That's a staggering 22% of total retail sales worldwide. If you're considering jumping into this booming market, you're in the right place. This guide will not only walk you through the essential steps to launch your e-commerce venture but also inspire you with the potential for success in this rapidly growing industry. 1. Business planning, laying the foundation. Before you start building your online empire, it's crucial to have a solid plan in place. This isn't just about jotting down ideas on a napkin, it's about creating a roadmap for success. First up, market research. Dive deep into your potential market. Who are your competitors? What are they doing right or wrong? Tools like Google Trends, SEMrush, and social media listening platforms can provide valuable insights into market trends and consumer behavior. Next, focus on product selection. What will you sell? Consider factors like profitability, market demand, and your interests. Remember, passion can be a powerful driver of business success. Identifying your target audience is equally important. Create detailed buyer personas that include demographics, interests, pain points, and shopping habits. These personas represent your ideal customers and can guide your marketing efforts by helping you understand what resonates with them. This information will help you tailor your products and services to meet customer needs. Finally, develop your business model. Will you use dropshipping, manufacture your own products, or source from wholesalers? Each model has pros and cons, so choose the one that best aligns with your goals and resources. 2. Legal and financial considerations, crossing your T's and dotting your I's. Now for the not-so-exciting, but essential, part, legal and financial considerations. Getting these right from the start can save you headaches down the road. First, decide on your business structure. Will you operate as a sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, or corporation? Each has different tax implications and levels of personal liability protection. Consult with a lawyer or accountant to determine the best fit for your situation. Next, register your business and obtain any necessary licenses and permits. Requirements vary by location and industry, so check with your local government offices for specifics. Understanding your tax obligations is crucial. In the US, for example, you'll need to obtain an employer identification number, EIN, from the IRS. You'll also need to collect and remit sales tax for applicable transactions. With e-commerce, this can get complicated as you may be selling to customers in multiple states or countries. Lastly, consider your initial funding and budget. How much capital do you need to get started? Will you self-fund, seek investors, or apply for a loan? Create a detailed financial plan that includes startup costs, operating expenses, and projected revenue. 3. E-commerce platform selection, choosing your digital storefront. Selecting the right e-commerce platform is like choosing the perfect location for a brick-and-mortar store. It's a decision that can significantly impact your business's success. The first choice you'll face is between hosted and self-hosted platforms. Hosted platforms like Shopify, BigCommerce, or Wix offer user-friendly interfaces and handle technical aspects like hosting and security. Self-hosted options like WooCommerce, for WordPress, or Magento provide more customization but require more technical know-how. When evaluating platforms, consider these key factors. Features: does it offer the necessary functionality, such as inventory management, SEO tools, and marketing integrations? Scalability: can the platform grow with your business? Integration capabilities: will it work with your chosen payment gateways, shipping providers, and other tools? Pricing and fees: look beyond the monthly subscription. Consider transaction fees, add-on costs, and potential savings as you scale. 4. Website design and development, creating a stellar user experience. Your website is often the first interaction customers have with your brand. It needs to make a great first impression and provide a smooth shopping experience. Start with user experience, UX, and user interface, UI, design. Your site should be intuitive to navigate, visually appealing, and aligned with your brand identity. If this isn't your area of expertise, consider hiring a professional designer. Mobile responsiveness is non-negotiable in today's market. With mobile e-commerce sales projected to account for 42.9% of total e-commerce sales by 2024, ensuring your site looks and functions well on smartphones and tablets is crucial. Your product catalog is the heart of your e-commerce site. Organize it logically, use high-quality images, and write compelling product descriptions. Implement a robust search functionality to help customers find what they're looking for quickly. Finally, optimize your checkout process. Consider the following: offering guest checkout options, providing multiple payment methods, displaying security badges, showing shipping costs early in the process. Implementing a progress indicator. Remember, every extra step in the checkout process is an opportunity for the customer to change their mind. 5. Payment and shipping solutions, delivering on your promises. Smooth payment processing and reliable shipping are crucial for customer satisfaction and retention. When it comes to payments, integration with a reliable payment gateway is key. Popular options include Stripe, PayPal, and Square. Consider offering multiple payment options to cater to different customer preferences. Shipping can make or break your e-commerce business. Start by researching shipping carriers and their rates. Consider offering multiple shipping options, from Economy to Express. Tools like ShipStation or Shippo can help you compare rates and print labels efficiently. Order fulfillment is another crucial aspect. Will you handle it in-house or use a third-party logistics, 3PL, provider? If you're just starting, in-house fulfillment might be more cost-effective. As you grow, a 3PL can help you scale more efficiently. Don't forget about returns. A clear, customer-friendly return policy can boost sales. The National Retail Federation reports that 66% of shoppers check the return policy before making a purchase. 6. Marketing and customer acquisition, getting the word out. You've built it, but will they come? Without effective marketing, even the best e-commerce site can languish in obscurity. Here's how to get noticed. Search engine optimization, SEO, is crucial for driving organic traffic. This includes keyword research and implementation, creating high-quality, relevant content, building backlinks from reputable sites, optimizing site speed and structure. Social media marketing can be a powerful tool for e-commerce. Choose platforms where your target audience is most active. Instagram and Pinterest are particularly effective for visually oriented products. According to Litmus, email marketing remains one of the most effective digital marketing channels, with an average return on investment of $36 for every $1 spent. Build your email list from day one and use it too. Welcome new customers. Promote sales and new products. Re-engage inactive customers. Share valuable content. However, the effectiveness of your email marketing efforts depends heavily on the quality of your email list. This is where email verification services come into play. These tools help ensure that the email addresses on your list are valid, reducing bounce rates and protecting your sender reputation. Implementing an email verification process can significantly improve your deliverability rates and overall email marketing performance. In fact, a study by Validity found that marketers who used email verification saw a 13% increase in their delivery rates on average. This small step can lead to substantial improvements in your email marketing ROI. Remember, effective marketing is about testing and iterating. Monitor your metrics closely and be prepared to adjust your strategy based on what works best for your audience. 7. Customer service and retention, building lasting relationships. Acquiring a new customer can cost 5 times more than retaining an existing one. Here's how to keep your customers coming back. Provide excellent customer support across multiple channels. This might include email support, live chat on your website, phone support, social media responsiveness. A clear, fair return and refund policy is essential. Make it easy for customers to return items if they're not satisfied. While this might seem counterintuitive, it can increase customer confidence and increase sales. Implement a loyalty program to encourage repeat purchases. This could be as simple as a point system or as complex as tiered rewards for your most valuable customers. Finally, actively seek and manage customer feedback and reviews. Positive reviews can boost your credibility, while constructively addressing negative feedback shows that you value customer opinions. Encourage satisfied customers to leave reviews, and always respond professionally to both positive and negative feedback. Conclusion: launching an e-commerce business is an exciting venture with immense potential. By carefully considering each of these 7 areas, from initial planning to ongoing customer retention, you'll be well positioned for success in the digital marketplace. Remember, the e-commerce landscape is constantly evolving. Stay informed about industry trends, be willing to adapt, and always keep your customers' needs at the forefront of your decisions. With dedication, creativity, and strategic planning, your online store can thrive in this dynamic and rewarding field. Whether you're selling handcrafted goods or dropshipping the latest tech gadgets, the principles outlined here will serve as a solid foundation for your e-commerce journey. So, are you ready to take the plunge into the world of online retail? Your next big adventure awaits.